We wanted to take on a topic that took over the Musers program this morning. Now, Bob, you were not by the channel because you were doing birthday golf.
Birthday golf, the gift that keeps on giving.
But I found this very surprising. So the segment was anchored by one Jubinator.
Yes.
The commander this morning. And he was talking to the rest of the Musers about a new documentary that came out recently on Netflix entitled Merpeople. And it appears to be a 4-episode documentary series.
4 episodes? Okay.
About professional mermaiding. That these are people that make a career out of performing as mermaids.
Okay.
Not unlike your mom, Doodlebug, professional clown or semi-professional, right?
Okay, so they... Yes, I guess I need clarification. Are they wearing costumes of mermaids?
Yes.
And then they are mermaiding.
Full gear. They are mermaiding.
Underwater.
And so they wear the mermaid tails, and these mermaid tails cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 because they're custom made, and they
of course
they have real fins, and they actually do help you swim, but they also, I guess, are your particular merperson colors. You can customize it and make it all pretty and just for you.
This is mer.
And so what I found fascinating was that Jub, who generally
doesn't have time for that.
He's resistant to change, and he doesn't have time for nonsense generally.
And but he does love mascots.
He does love mascots, I suppose, but these are people masquerading as mer people, mythical creatures, not real animals. And so I fully expected Jub to lay into these people, that these people needed to be ripped.
Yes.
But
go full Touchdown Brothers.
Right. But much to my surprise, and we have some audio to listen to, he is really into it.
You guys have never wanted to hang out with a mermaid?
It's never crossed my mind once.
Really?
Why not?
I
just
think you're
swimming,
being closed-minded. I bet.
What about
some
just
point,
a swimming human female? Why isn't that?
That's great
enough?
Too.
It's great too.
But if she had the tail and could really, you know, navigate through the water, and then. There's more to it than you think. I think you guys think it's kind of a silly profession. But no, I'm impressed with
them.
Their swimming ability.
I commend
and their
them
strength
as performers.
And their bravery. And
yeah, I commend them as performers.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying you're taking it to weird places.
See, I knew you'd do that. You're the one who's closed-minded now, and I'm the one who's a little more open-minded.
Okay, how are you open-minded?
Because I think it's... I never knew the profession existed. I figured... What we have, a half dozen, but it's a $500 million business in this country every year.
That's mainly idiots buying tails off of Etsy.
Idiots? That's what you're calling these people?
That is a
they've
mer-
found a way
term
to make a
of
living?
Affection.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
it
it's
is.
Not.
In their language,
prove that.
In their language, that is a that's a compliment.
I why think do you, mermaids why do you... are making this a better place to live. That's what do you think about that?
Huh.
Why do you never see reverse mermaids where it's fish on top and woman on bottom?
I want a reverse mermaid.
Actually, some of these mer people, they didn't show them performing and they had the fish head.
Really?
Yeah. Which
yeah,
was really kind of freaky
there has
looking.
To be an equal number of fish head and human lowers as there are the other way.
Well,
right?
Why like does there fish, have to be?
They also had a tail, too, so they could navigate through the water.
Wait, they had a fish head and a tail?
Yeah.
So they were fish.
So they were fish.
Yeah, but they had arms.
Human
so
arms.
A lot of fish have arms.
They do?
Man.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just
slowing down opportunities.
That's just scratching the surface. But yet, it really comes down to, I think, at some point in his life, Jub had a semi-romantic interlude with a merperson. And so now he thinks that merpeople are hot. And that's why he's defending them.
Well, there's only one way to truly find
Whoa!
Out if Whoa. That is the case. By bringing on friend of the mermaid himself, George Dunham. who we were expecting was going to be ripping people today, and instead he was protecting.
Well, sometimes people need to be ripped, but I don't think these professional mermaids need to be ripped. And happy birthday, by the way, Bob.
Thank you.
Hope you played well today on your birthday.
Did not.
at least you had nice, cool weather to play.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, the segment was a mess, and it was mainly my fault, I guess, because there was a lot to get out. And but it doesn't help when, you know, Gordon's in one of those moods, you know, where he acts like he's never heard of anything. And, you know, anything you say is like, what? What does that mean? You know, so you're never going to get any traction or get anywhere. But, no, I've never had any sort of interlude with a mermaid. I thought every guy, I mean, they even addressed this on this documentary that, you know, when they like do a convention in Vegas, they have to put up with, you know, about 50 comments from guys about, you know, have you ever been with a human? Things like that. You know, I don't know. I thought every guy thought the mermaid was kind of mysteriously hot, but I guess I could be wrong.
Well, so, but is that the basis of your interest in this culture? Is sexual attraction?
No, it's not the basis. It's an offshoot of it, because some of the people in this thing, I wouldn't say I was definitely attracted to. I think it's an interesting life. I think it's... I don't know. I mean,
but do they just perform as mermaids, or do they identify as mermaids? Is that a gray area for you?
It's their gig. Now there are a couple of them who think they may be, you know, descendants of mermaids.
Now, do they need to be ripped?
No, I mean, you know, to each his own. I think this is a 2023 job. I'm just. I'm trying to understand people and accept them for who they are. And no, most of these people are just trying to make a living, and they've always been interested in that craft. I mean, it's really a craft. It's like being an acrobat or something. They're basically just underwater performers is what they are. But
how much talent does it take to do a somersault in the water?
A lot. To do it gracefully and... not be fighting for breath, and then all of a sudden just fight your way up to the surface. They do it in a very graceful way, and they look very natural, and to the point where, I mean, just a little thing like, you know, keeping your eyes open as you go down slowly, and, you know, you got the dolphin kick going. And
so eye contact.
You have to be an athlete to be a mermaid.
You absolutely do. There's no way either one of you guys could be a mermaid for more than 10 seconds.
Hold on, Bob.
I feel like that's a quote worth challenging. There's no way you guys could be a mermaid for more than 10 seconds.
Do it.
You
prove them wrong.
Okay, now, Jubb, if we did a GoFundMe and had the P1s raise $5,000 for a custom Jubb mertail, would you get in a tank at ticket stock?
No, I don't have any interest in putting the tail on. And
I want to see it.
Now I'm having flashbacks to this morning. Listen.
With clams on your breasts?
It's much more difficult than you think. How can you guys hold your breath? Neither one of you guys can hold your breath for longer than 30 seconds underwater.
Man, these charges you're just throwing against the wall against us.
Most people can't do that. Most people can't swim the length of a pool with holding your breath. And
I can, bro. Invite me up to Dunham Manor and I'll show you.
Do you think Hot Rod could do this?
You think you could slowly dive down, and that's the other thing too. They deal with ear infections, nasal infections because of the water. I mean, it's the pressure that you go down 30 feet deep, and you guys have, I seriously doubt you've ever been deeper than like 10 or 15 feet in a pool.
George, I have engaged in scuba. Well, you're like 40 feet down. Does that count?
Again, you don't just go.
No, I do. I have not free dove, if that's what you're saying, without any.
If you go down, if you've ever been like in a deep end, like off a 3-meter board, you go down about 15 feet and your head feels like it's going to explode. They go down about 30, 35 feet, depending on the tank or wherever they are. And then they have to be graceful down there. There's more that goes into it than you think.
Yes, your phrase this morning stuck with me, and this is George, quote, "There is more to it than you think." And that's really what we keep coming back to here, is that we don't fully understand what the mermaids are doing.
You don't. I mean,
you think you do, but you don't.
So how long is the average breath when they're doing their routines? How frequently are they going up for air?
I didn't really see that addressed, but I would say they're holding their breath for at least to be at least a minute, minute and a half. You know, they'll go down and then they'll go back up and they kind of go out of sight, like if they're in a tank or something, and then go back down.
Do they usually do performances in pairs or threes, just so there's always something going on?
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of orchestrated with two or three or even more at a time. Sometimes it's just one. Just watch an episode and see what you think. It's pretty trippy. It really is.
Where do they perform?
Well, there's different pods that perform all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Pods of mermaids.
What do you mean? Just out in the wild?
They're like, you establish a group. There's one, I think her name's Morgana. She's the leader of this one pod. They're elite. They're a very elite group of mermaids.
They're elite mermaids? Like five stars?
See, I'm not getting anywhere with you guys. I tell you what, why don't you, Gordon and Craig, do a round table on it and get back to
it? Well, don't get mad. You're an advocate for mermaids. You have to fight through this and explain to us where we're wrong.
You're not taking it seriously, and it's a sarcastic comment, and I don't appreciate it.
Man, this is great. I have to tell you, there were a lot of possibilities when Dave said there was something on the musers today we need to go over.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And I'm like, man, is Jubb ripping McCarthy again? Is this like what's going on with Kyrie? What were the musers up to this morning?
Mermaids.
I did not have a big mermaid argument on my bingo card. So congratulations.
Just watch one episode and see if you don't think, wow, okay, that's kind of interesting.
George is right. You will be vindicated on this like you were with Hot Rod.
Look at everyone jumped on me about Hot Rod. Zookeeper.
The Zookeeper.
Sort of jump on job. That's all it is.
So you're going to lump this in with Zookeeper?
No. The Zookeeper was only a prediction. It was not a review. I predicted a possible game changer. It's had its moments.
All right. Well, we're gonna follow up on this mermaid thing. We may need.
No, you're not. You watch 19 hours of TV a day, and you're not going to give this.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say.
We have to kill segments. We don't have Corby this week.
Well, okay. That's all I was trying to do this morning, and now I got to defend mermaids.
Well, don't think this whole mermaid argument is over, George, because we will have more to follow.
All right. Happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you, George.
Thanks for bringing it to our attention, Jubb.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being a voice for the mermaids.
An advocate for elite mermaid pods.
Only the elite, though.